Do you ever feel like your past mistakes still have you chained up, even though you know Jesus has forgiven you? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've been there, waking up with old sins still hanging over me, feeling like I couldn't shake the weight no matter how hard I tried. But that's not the life Jesus calls us to. Because of his death and resurrection, we're not slaves anymore. We're forgiven, free, and loved. And his Spirit is with us every day, reminding us that our past doesn't get the final word. That's the hope we hear in today's story, Freedom in Christ by Nathan Fizler. Have you ever felt weighed down by this world? Like you were a slave to the sin and pain of the past? I've been down that road too. And all it led to was anxiety and exhaustion, the exact opposite of what God wants for his people. Every day, I'd wake up fearful, feeling as if I still hadn't been cleansed from some sin in my life, dragging the past into the future. There was no rest or peace in me, only a vicious cycle of pain and mental torment. Satan had been feeding me the lie that I was a slave to my thoughts and sin. As a result, I felt helpless to live the life God desired for me. But through God's word and insight from godly Christians, it became easier for me to stop feeling condemned by the past. The truth is, because I know Christ, I am no longer condemned. I am no longer a slave to sin. That's what we read about in Romans 6:6. Because of Christ's death on the cross and resurrection from the grave, the chains that were once holding me have been released. I am forgiven in Christ through faith in what he did for me. Now, each day, the Holy Spirit is working in my life through the process of sanctification, helping me live the life Christ has for me because I know his promises. I've learned that a life lived in light of the forgiveness of Jesus results in true peace. I may not always understand God's forgiveness or his love, but I'm thankful for his constant, never-failing guidance that ultimately leads to an abundant, joyful life. When we're forgiven in Christ, God doesn't want us to be worried about our past sins. In fact, God doesn't want us to worry about anything, but instead he wants us to present our requests to him, the God of peace. So what are you thinking and feeling after hearing today's Devo? Have you ever been in a constant state of misery? What kind of thoughts were going through your mind? It can be so easy to worry about the past, even if we know Jesus has already forgiven us. Thankfully, he knows we need lots of reminders, and he always wants us to come to him for help. What are some Bible verses you can use to battle against the devil's lies? Who are trusted Christians in your life you can talk to when you're struggling? Now, as you and I can read in John 10:10, Jesus said, "A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance." And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Romans 8, 1 and 2, and Galatians 5, 1, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Is this the first time you've listened to Unlocked, or maybe you've listened all the way from the beginning? Do you have questions about today's story, or maybe you have an idea for something new? If you do, we'd love to hear about it. You can email us, go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can be your own worst prison warden. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.